We are in Simen Ayin Tes, in the middle of Sif Beis. Let us again start Sif Beis, and then we'll continue from where we left off yesterday. Haisa b'mokim gavoya asara tzvachim. A person was in a place, and there was a beam or something or a olud that was 10 tvachim high. So this, and there was soya on top of this amud. It's 10 tvachim higher from where he is standing. Oy namoch asoro, or you had a ditch that was 10 tvachim deep, and the soya was in the ditch. Oy shahoyso bebayis echot, or the soya was in a different room. That means there's two rooms, and the tzoya is in room Aleph, and he's in room Beis. Afilu ha-pesach posuach, and let's say the case of rooms, the door is open, v'yayishayv b'tzido, and he's sitting in the next room, right next to the open door, v'roya oisa, and he sees the tzoya. So we have here a few cases that there is a common denominator by all of them, that the tzoya is in a different rishus. That means he is standing in one place, and there's an amud that is 10 tvachim tall, and there's a machlokes if it has to be dalet al dalet tvachim, or if it's not dalet al dalet tvachim. And this is considered that this area is chaylik rishus bifnei atzmai. That means this area is not where he is standing. This is a different area, and this soya on the different area. Or there's a ditch, and this soya in the ditch, which is 10 tvachim away from him. It's lower than him. Or you have two rooms, and there's an opening between the two rooms, and he is sitting in room Aleph, and sitting in room Aleph, he can see the tzoya in room Beis. But in all these cases, the tzoya is not in his machne. The pasuk required v'hoya machanecha kodesh. Your machne, that means the Daladama surrounding you, should be Kodesh. My machne is Kodesh. The Tzoya could be next to me, but it's not in my machne. So the Machaber brings down in this Amachlokes. Day number one is, Emein lo reyach, if he doesn't smell the Tzoya, so the whole problem is, he doesn't smell the Tzoya, but there's Tzoya in his machne. So the Kivin Shehi, but here we don't have this problem because the tzoya is in another rishus, in another area. It's lamayla miyutvachim, lamata miyutvachim, or a different room. So the shittis harosh is that there's no problem whatsoever in this case, as long as you don't smell the reyach of the tzoya. I see it in front of me, but it's in a different machne. So the tzoya in a different machne does not affect me at all. The Torah only required v'hoya machanecha kodesh. The machne that you find yourself in should be kodesh. My machne is kodesh. The tzoya could be next to me, but it's in a different machne. Avol leha rashba, that's the shita sarosh. Avol leha rashba, davke ksheine roya oisa. The rashba holds, now, we had a halacha that what is considered the machna of the person. So the in back of him and the two sides of him, we say whatever is in his daladamas is considered his machne. Whatever is chutz mi dalet amoysov, So that's not his machne. His machne is the Dalet Amos surrounding him. But we had Milafonov, if there's Soya in front of him, so then it's Kimeloy Einov. So how do we understand this according to the Rosh? According to the Rosh, you understand this because what he sees in front of him, that is considered his machne. That means what he doesn't see, so then we say his machne ends. If whatever schutz midal damoisav, but the area he sees in front of him is called his machne. That's one. That's pshat in the rosh, and there's a machloikis a poiskim if this is a deraisa dikedin according to the rosh or the rabbanon dikedin. That means that what we consider meloy einov is still in his machne. Others say this is only a rabbanon dikedin min atayres machne is only in his daladamis. And others say whatever he can see in front of him is considered his machne min ha-tayr. But this is the Shita Sarosh. Aval ha-rashba davke b'sha'ine roya oisa. The Shita Sarashba is that there are two dinim. There is one din v'hoya machnecha kodesh. And the din of Ohayah Machnecha Kodesh means the Dalet Amos surrounding you on all four sides. That is your machne. More than that, your machne is taken care of. But in the posik that speaks about Soya, that he sees that Soya Sechem Ohayah Machnecha Kodesh, this posik says, Glayire Becho El Vastovo. In the middle, it speaks about an erve in his machne. B'leira b'cho erve stavo. There's a vav hachibol. So even though we're speaking about a different halacha, now in this pasuk we're speaking about gilui erve, which is also also. But since it says v'leira l'cho with a vav hachibol, so we say, just like by Erva, there's an Issa Riyah, by Tzayin, there's also an Issa Riyah. Besides the Din Machne, there's an Issa Riyah by Tzayin. So according to the Rajbe, let's say we have two rooms, I'm sitting in room A, and there's an opening to room B, and I'm sitting by the door, and I see the Tzayin. So according to the Rosh, there was no problem whatsoever, because the second room is not my machne. According to the Rajbe, there's an Isser there, right? V'loyire b'chor v'stovo, that there's an Isser Riyah. If you see the Tzoya, it's also in a Torah to say it over Shepard Tusha. That is the Shita Sarajbe. Well, and that's an Isser there, right? So the Rajbe, Davke K'sheine Roya Oysa. That is the Machloikis, the Rashbe, and the Rosh. And we had mentioned yesterday, according to the Rashbe, if you do see it, it's only also Dibur, but Hirul is Mutter, even though Tzoya B'machne is an Issa Hirul, but Tzoya B'riye, there it says, Elvas Dovo, Dibur also, and Hirul is Mutter. This is more or less we were up to yesterday. Now, Ve'im yesh lo reyach. Now, we have, let's go back to our Poshita case. We have two rooms, room Aleph and room Beis. And there's a machitza that's mavdol, and there's an opening there. Room Beis is not my machne. But, and I'm in room Aleph, and before we said, as long as I'm in room Aleph, there's no problem with my machne. And according to the Rashba, if I don't see it, so there's no problem. It's not in my machne, and I don't see it. But what is v'im yesh lo reyach? What if in room Aleph, I can smell the tzoya that is in room Beis? Loi mahani afsoke v'loi shini rishus. So the Mechaber says this is the first day of the Mechaber. And we will see, we paskin like this. So even though the reyach is coming from tzoya, which is in a different rishus, avalpikain, but it's coming into my rishus. I smell in my rishus the reyach. So I'm not allowed to say a davar shebekedusha. And we'll see, there's a machloikis apoiskim on this. Others say this is an iser d'iraisa. This is an iser d'iraisa, I smell the rayach, and therefore I have to be machik talet amais from the mokim where the rayach ends. So that means if I have two rooms, I have room over here and room over here, and so the tzoya is in room base, there's no problem about the tzoya, but since the reyach of the tzoya enters room aleph, so there's one sheet here that this is an iso di ayraise, and so kolzman, the reyach is in my room, so that's called kilu, this tzoya in my room. This iso di ayraise to say davish abetusha. Afterwards, I have to now measure dalad amos from where the reyach ends, and then I can start saying a davar shebekdusha. That is one mahalach. Another paiskim hold that since it's in a different rishus, the tzoya, so this reich is considered a reich she'ein bo yikel. That means, l'gabi the tzoya does not affect at all my rishus because the tzoya is in a different rishus. So what is coming into my rishus? A reich. So halachically, that's a reyach she'ein bo yikar. The reyach has no connection or similarity to the tzoya because the tzoya is in a different rishus. The reyach is also midarabonan, and therefore, according to the second pshat, as long as it won't smell the reyach, it will be permissible. But now we'll see this in Mishnah Berurah. But the Baal de Machabel says, "V'im yesh lo reyach." And they'll have to be marchik, either daladamas from the reyach, or al kaponim, from where he cannot say davar shebekdusha when he smells the reyach. That's day number one, and we paskel like this. The yesh oimren, and then others hold, and this is a moyredike chiddush. Just like if it's according to the Rosh, it's in a different rishus. So he has nothing to do with my machne. So there's a moradika loshen of Rishonim. The tzoya cannot be more chomer, the reyach cannot be more chomer than the tzoya. So if the tzoya, I'm mutter, tzoya in a different rishus, so I'm mutter to say a davar shebekdusha in my rishus, so the reyach is shadin and reyach boso tzoya. So even though I smell it here, I smell this reyach, they hold it is mutter. This is Ashitas Apoiskim that hold that is muta as long as the if there's no Issa on the Tzoya, there's no Issa on the Reyach that's coming out of the Tzoya, and I can smell the Reyach, and it is muta. So the Machaber brings down two days over here. He doesn't pass, but we'll see the Mishmusas, we pass him like the first day. V'yesh oimrim d'chi heichi d'apsokim o'yeles l'tzoya atzmo, o'chanamim o'yeles l'reyach ra shalo. And therefore, so there's no problem, as long as you're in a different rishus, it's irrelevant if you smell the reyach if you don't smell the reyach. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tazayin. We paskin like this, that if he smells a reyach, even though the tzoya is in a different rishus, it is also. Yeah, it doesn't see it at all. I remember Padavineinu when Altsbach, I learned in Beis Medrash Elyon, so there was a cesspool far away from the Beis Medrash, and in the summer it always overflowed. there was a terrible reyach coming from the cesspool into the Beis Medrash. And so this was mamish, this machlekes over here. This machlekes. He had a reyach ra coming into the Beis Medrash, davening, learning. So we have here these two dayas. That means, so according to the first daya, you have a reyach coming in. It's irrelevant if it's a different building, a different rishus. So. Oh, that's what not called a reyach. So for could be not called a reyach. It's something from Ipush. So that's a big machlokes. That's a big machlokes. If it will help. That means if you have a tzaya, if you have a reyach of tzaya, so it could be that it will not help to make to cover up the reyach. That means it's just like we have a reyach no hold his nostrils together. It also won't help. Because Lamaisa, there's a reyach of tzaya here, so I'm making. I don't smell it. I put on. The same problem we had before. This is in the beginning of Abba Amis, at the beginning of the Simenai and Tessif Aleph. Afilu, you have to Abba Amis Mimokim Shekol Areich. Afilu. Im yesh lo chayli she'enei meriach, afilu he cannot smell, but al kaponim this tzoya there. So that means by spraying, that Rav Chaim Kadeski says, by spraying the area, it's not better than holding my nostrils. I mean, the reyach of tzoya is a din of tzoya. Now, I won't smell it because that camouflages the smell. So Rav Chaim Kadeski says, that doesn't help. By the reyach is zicha not. It's not that. Won't smell it, but it's here though.
But it's not here the idol that
it's smellable.
The one there by anybody
else. Okay. Here, anybody else that smells. I hear. Okay. I hear about Kaponim. That's what they bring down. There's a big tumult about this. There's a big tumult if Al Kaponim by a reyach the rice, if it will help. Now, so let us. So now, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? V'im yesh lo reyach loy mahani yapsoke. Chaday yazu postko. Now up to the Mishnah Berurah siv koton tazayim. Simenayin tes Mishnah Berurah siv koton tazayim. V'im yesh chaday yazu postko achayim. Now we have a reyach coming from tzoya is in Rishus Beis. The reyach of the tzoya is coming into Rishus Aleph. So the first day I held, it doesn't help. So others hold, this is a machlekes harishanim, others hold that the reyach is also min ha-toyreh. The reyach is coming into my machne, so that means there's tzoya in my machne. So when the reyach ends, then I start counting dalad amis, that the reyach should not come into my machne. That's one day. V'yesh mekilim, and others hold, b'zadai ad mokim sheikh lo reyach levad, that it's considered a reyach she'ein boi ikar. That means since the tzoya is in another rishus, so it's only awesome in the rabbanim. Fine, but b'ralocha said this chilukei deyes in this. This chilukei deyes and it seems in Mishneh Berurah that a ikar adin he paskins that it's also v'yesh makilim to others that are meikol. And the Shini Rishus won't help. So that means it's if it's in a different room or if it's on the Omut. And Lamaisa, the Reich comes into my Rishus. Okay. Mi Shemispalo Pabayis. A person is davening in the bayis. And then a whiff of a reyach ra comes in to his rishus, yapsik, so he should stop davening. V'yishe at sheyaver horeyach. U'mi sheyesh loy choyli she'enoy meriach. Now, in such a case, we're talking about that the tzoya is in a different rishus. And the reyach is coming into this rishus. So we have the first day is Machmir, the second day is Meikul. So he says, Evshel. This is the Lashon of a Poisik. The Mishmur says, maybe. He doesn't know. Maybe one could be Meikul. Omishesh lechoyli she'enei meriach, that he can't smell. Evshesh yesh lehoko bezeh bemokim hathak. So maybe one could be Meikul. So it would be, that means b'mokim atzadent l'chayre, then perhaps then the person sprays the area, it should also be good. That means if we are l'maisa, here is paskin l'alocha, if it's coming from a different rishus, the reich is coming from a different rishus, yavsik v'yishe, and mishi yesh l'chayre, שאיני מריח, אב שיש לו, כבר זה בוקם, את חק ישר הציני, זה מסופיק, אבל כפונם, could be this a mocking, that the mocking at חק, one could be maker, and that's ממש this case that we're talking about, you have a base medrash, and you're davening, and all of a sudden a reich comes in, so al כפונם, this a mocking, perhaps one could be maker, if he won't smell it, or if he doesn't smell it, or then, if he would put it be something that gives a good reich, it also would be good. The change one? Yeah. Now let's see the next sentence. Let's see the next siman, which is the next sif kotn, which is exactly what you're talking about. So memele im hevihu tzoya babayis. Tzoya was in this house. V'nisha adayin reyach ra babayis. This is mamish your case. He died for the child. There was tzoya. This case is worse than the previous case. In the previous case, there never was tzoya in this room. There was tzoya in another room, and it was coming to this room. There we have other soldiers, mutal legamris. There was tzoya in this room. And the tzoya gave out a reyach, and then I take out the tzoya, but the reyach is still here. So this is mamish your case. V'nisha adayin reyach rababayis, yesh lahachmer. So one should be machmer, even though the tzoya is now out of the room. Miu nira li de mishein meriach muta likris baser. The magnavram is meikul. So here we have the seit. Here we have the seit. So the tzoy is now out of the room. The tzoy left over a reyach. So he says, if you don't smell it, it's good. So that would be the eight. If I count that. What? You put some sort of a deodorant or spray on the air. So al kaponim, these two halachas we have, we could be meikul. Yeah, because nizareyach. I don't think so. Yeah, so that's what we had, that in Matzoya. In Matzoya, Ba'odam, Ba'bayis, Ba'yitzi, Ra'yishay, Chutz, La'bayis, it's also Likroy, Toshedin, and Ra'yishay, Ba'asa, Rubay. Oh, so now let's just say like this. The tzoya is covered, but there's a reyach. There's a big machlokes what in the Mishnah before would seem to hold it's a darabonon, others hold it's a daraisa. That's a big machlokes over there. That it seems these two cases are similar. He just said before, if the tzay is in a different room, how far do you have to be machik? Dalet amis for where the tzay ends, or as long as you don't smell it. So this is totally if it's a daraisa or a darabonon. So if you are machasa the tzay, and the reich still goes out, so we have here the same machlokes. It should be also. Yes. Yeah. Yud Gimel, that's right. That's what we learned yesterday, That I don't know. If a character, there's a cooler, I say, Roshe Bosa Gufa Gersama Mele. So it's best that he is in this rishus. Siv Gimel. Now I'd like to see this. There's a picture. If you look at the picture when you're holding it, it's on your left side. So just pass this down. There's a chotzek tano and a chotzek deila. Look at the picture on the left. Yeah. So look at the left, the chotzer. Now the chotzer gedoylo has sides. The chotzer ktan is open completely into the chotzer gedoylo, and so when you press it down, you should see it also in a minute. But if one more thing that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, that the walls of the, this is an Erev in the Kedin, but the walls of the Chotzer Ktane go into the Chotzer Gedoyla, 3 tvochim, and then, so the Chotzer Ktane opens up into the Chotzer Gedoyla. So now let us just see the Lacha. Chotzer Ktane, Shenivchetze Bimilua L'Gedoyla. You have a chotzer ktane that opens up completely into the chotzer gedoyla, and the walls of the chotzer ktane extend 3 tvochim into the chotzer gedoyla. Now, v'gedoyla eidevus aleminat stodim, and the gedoyla has on the sides of it a wall. That means the gedoyla has walls on each side. The ktane opens up completely into the gedoyla. Ktana loichshive kebayis b'snei atzmo. So the ktana is not considered a rishus b'snei atzmo. Kivin shenifratza b'milua legedoyla. Since it opens up completely into the gedoyla, so it's considered like the pesach of the gedoyla, but it's part of the gedoyla. It's not considered a different rishus. Aval ha-gedoyle, the chotzer gedoyle, kimin shekso-leho, oitfin al-shel-ktana. By the gedoyle, there are side walls that spread out in the gedoyle, which the ktana doesn't have. So we consider the gedoyle is separated from the ktana with the walls on two sides. Kimin shekso-oitfin al-shel-ktana. Mitzadze. Chashiva, therefore, the gedoyla is considered kebayis b'fnei atzma. The gedoyla is considered a different rishus. Hilchach, therefore, im soya b'gedoyla, if there's soya in the gedoyla, also likra is b'ktana, so the ktana is considered, since there's nothing that's mavdol the ktana from the gedoyla, so we consider the ktana as part of the gedoyla. So the ktana, the tzay is in the gedoyla, so the ktana will not be able to say a broche at sheyachi kishir. So then we'll have the shir of loyena of davodamus minat stodim. Ve'im tzaya b'ktana, but if the tzay is in the ktana, so memele, So the Gabi, the Gedayla has walls on both sides, so the Gedayla is considered a different Rishus from the Ktane. Is Mutalikas Begdayla Belayachoke. That means that's according to the Rosh, and according to the Rashba, you don't see it. So the Ktane is considered a different Rishus Lagabi Agdayla, since the Gedayla has Gifufim and has walls on each side. So the Ktane is a different Rishus Lagabi the Gedayla. So therefore, Imein Magiyalo Yireyacho. And here we see he paskin again like the first day. Yeah, kishir hayna daldam is mokha shekol oreich, kemuchach bebeis yosef, vayim bebir haloche. Yes, he needs to be mokham shekol oreich, that's the schumre. Im ein, sosam gdei kamayse shebesif akoydem, that a mechitza doesn't help. Now, till now, we're speaking about tzoya, and we're speaking about when is it considered my machna, when is it not considered my machna, if I have to be chayish to see the tzoya, I have to be chayish to smell the tzoya. That we learned till now. Now we're going to learn what falls into the category of tzoya and what does not fall into the category of tzoya. So let us see Siv Dalet. Tzoyas kelev v'chazir. Now we will see tzoyas kelev v'chazir. If nothing was done with it, we'll see, so it doesn't have a shame tzoya. It's muta. It's a tzoya, a kelev v'chazir, and it's muta. But, im nosan bohem oirois, if the tzoya was, the skin's hides were put into this tzoya, to be ma'abed the oiris to the hides, then they combine the hides with the tzoya combined, and this brings about that the tzoya of the kelev acquires a terrible odor. So the Mechaber says as follows: tzoyas kelev v'chazir, im nosan bohem oiris, if they put hides in them, machiki mehem. So now this tzoya of a kelev v'chazir, machiki mehem k'may mitzoyas odom. Now it has a shame tzoya. Now it acquires a terrible reyach. And so all the halachas we have learned by Tzoyas Adam applies by Tzoyas Kelev v'chazir im nosan b'moiris. Ve'im lav, but what is if he did not put hides together with the Tzoyas Kloven, is dinam then the halacha of this Tzoyas k'din Tzoyas shah behema chaya v'oiv, it's equivalent to all other tzoyis, shein tzorech la'alchik mehem, that you don't have to be malchik from them. V'im ein b'hem reyach ro. So let's understand pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is told us now three halachas. Halacha number one is tzoyas kelev v'chazir does not have a shame tzoya, if nothing was done with it. Halacha number two, if it was, there were hides of an animal were put together with this soya has an inside soya. These are two halachas. But if there was no oireis, so this soya has a halacha like the soya of every other animal that doesn't have a din soya, name them reyachra. Now the Mechaber started speaking about another animal, an animal not a kelev, not a chazir. Let's talk about, let's say, a sus, a horse. So the din of the tzoya of a horse is as follows: the tzoya of a horse is that if there's no reyecha, there's never shame tzoya. If there is a reyacha, a horse does have a shame tzoya. But a kelev and a chazir, without putting an oiris, it never has a shame tzoya because it's never a masriach. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'im yesh bohem, that means, he talks about all other animals, Latzalim im yadin is yes bem reyacha. So then, here's a din tzaya. Yeah, avol mistoma ein tzaych livdaik baze. By all other animals, you don't have to be chayish. Maybe there's a reyach. The mistoma ein bem reyacha. Reyacha. What falls into the gathered goy of reyacha? A person has tzar from the slave, it's called a reyacha. Now, there's a merdik echai odom. Kosel echai odom. Dovor shetivoy reyacha. Something that naturally it has a reyacha. Kegoin itron. A type of an oil that is a bad reyach or chedayme mutter. So even though the smell is disgusting, but and people cannot be soivel the smell, that is not halachically considered a reyacha, because the reyach originates from the nature of this thing. That's not called a reyacha. I think so. Some not a reyacha. When I nikra tsoya. That means something that the since it decayed and that brought about that it has a reicha, that is called halachically a reicha, v'chein kosav b'seifa minchish shmur. That's the din of all the cases that we have reicha means that came about machmas ipush. Now we're talking about the tzoya of other animals. Most of them, they don't have any reyach. Some of them could have. So if you, what? No. Tzoya always has ipush. Tzoya has ipush. No, what? Decay. So, but now if you have a tzayev achayev oif, that there is an ipush, ketzayev sodom, ratzulayman bin in a choked al damis, mimokim shekola reich melahachov. That means if this tzayev from this mean has a bad reich, so there's a din tzayev. Mofonim kmalayeno, vavshafilim posak reich achakach. Mikol mokin kvar chol alay shem tzoye v'osak may b'tzoye sodom. So the Baal, the Mishibur is saying pshat in the Machado. Im yesh bahem reyecha, we're talking about the tzoye v'asus. Halachically, I don't have to be chayish at his reyecha. But if lemaisa, there was a reyecha, so then the tzoye v'asus gets a din of a tzoye v'anodom, and the male all din yachok is applied. And then, just like by Tzayas Odom, I feel like the smell left, it still is a din Tzayas. So the same thing will be by Tzayas Sus. Is when it came on this world, he had a Reyecha. But this is the das of the Mechaba. V'amogin Avrom choylik al kolze. The Mogin Avrom vehemently disagrees with the Mechaba. Uposa, the sam Tzayas behem chaye v'oy. Rabad Mailu Hayedum Shalechan Ra Ma'oiduch Lekamon. There are certain tzoyas from different animals have a terrible reich. But Stam tzoya, Afilu im Yeshbom reich Rabbeisi, it's either him or bad reich. Eina reich Rachose Kolkach, number one, it's not such a strong, harsh reich like tzoyas Odom, number one. Number two, v'dalkei livsoik, and it won't remain too long. Al kain ein dinom kitzoya. See, it's choylet ante machaba. It means a tzoya of a normal animal. It's irrelevant if there was a reich, if there wasn't a reich. This reich will not give it a din tzoya. Vein tzorich lahalchik el admokim sheyich la reich. So the whole chumra is, it's not called tzoya, but it's a reichra. So when you won't smell it, it'll be mutter. That's the Mogen Avrom, who's chaylik on the Mechaba. V'chein posik b'seiv amodin geboirim. V'dechachayim seiv edus feike dedine, We hear the Mechaba. Mechaba says it's Tzoye. Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham says it's not Tzoye. So the Derech HaChaim says it's Otsiyah Malachitis HaPoiskim. Al Kain, Bekrishma, Im Kore, Besoich Dal Adamis, Oizu Vekoyche. Ubetvile, Yarzer V'Yispalo, Now Tzula Zashar Lebrocha Lebatola. According to the Magen Avraham, and Shuldik, you were Yaitzer. V'yisna v'yas nishmei katnayim yotzer shedel nedov ayin shom. V'li nire ta'im lahach meklal onyin tfile v'harbe achroinim saivim kemogen avrom. So it seems the Mishnah Paskins meikadin like the Mogen Avrom. Funny, by Krishna one should say over and not by Shemayin Esrei.